I want to ask you today, and I'm not just asking at my young people, I'm asking all of us, are you smarter than a sheep? I'm asking myself that question too now. Are you smarter than a sheep? Now I'll explain that, but I want to just begin by saying that the Lord said something. He said, everybody who came before me were thieves and robbers. They were not true shepherds of the sheep, because they cared only about themselves and their own issues. They came to steal the sheep, to use the sheep. Now what he was probably talking about was at the time of Jesus, there were many, many people, many men who rose up and they said, I'm the Messiah. Now, Israel was very expecting that the Messiah would come soon. You know how sometimes in our culture, people get all like, ooh, these are the end times, the end of the world's coming soon. And there was a lot of that in Israel too, that the Messiah would be coming, and he'd be coming soon. And a lot of people stepped up and said, I'm the Messiah. And what they usually meant by that was, I'm unhappy with the government of the Roman occupation. And I want to lead an army and destroy the Romans and become the king, the new king of Israel. And so in other words, most of these false messiahs came to try to change politics. They came to try to change the world of politics and who was the governor and all of that. And their concerns were only political and worldly. And unfortunately, many people would follow these messiahs, and they would get into these little wars, these little squabbles. And you know, for example, one day in Caesarea, just shortly before Jesus was born, they went and they started to battle the Romans. And in one day, 10,000 Jewish men lost their lives in that little battle. See, they came to slaughter these false messiahs. They came to lead people into all these terrible things and all the political order. They didn't really care about the sheep. They just wanted to be in charge. And they didn't care if the sheep died to put them in charge. All they cared about was their own political power. Alright, so that's kind of the background of this text. And the Lord is saying, those messiahs, they weren't messiahs at all. They weren't shepherds. They didn't care about the sheep. All they cared about was their own power. And we know that sometimes today, people who step on the world scene to lead don't really care about other people. They only care about their own power. Now, let's get back to my question. Are you smarter than a sheep? All right, someone said yes. Some good self-esteem going there. But I'm still going to stay with this question. Are you smarter than a sheep? Now, listen to what the Lord teaches here. Again, let me give you some background. Shepherds, there were a lot of different shepherds in a region, and they all would bring their flocks out into the fields during the daytime. But at night, especially in the colder months of the year, they would have to bring them into a shelter, a fenced-off area. And in that fenced-off area, all the different shepherds would bring their flocks together. Now you wait a minute, if there's five shepherds, and they're all bringing several hundred sheep, there's a lot of sheep there, right? 800 to 1,000 sheep there, and all of a sudden, we begin to see that how did all the sheep get mixed together, and who can tell what sheep belongs to what shepherd, right? It gets confusing, doesn't it? So they're all in this fenced off area at night, and they're all mixed together. How do they know what shepherd goes with what sheep? And the answer is, the sheep know. The way it would work was, the shepherd would go to the gate. Let's say that this is the gate. And this is the fenced off area here. This is all the sheep are in the fenced off area. And the shepherd would come, and he would usually sing, la 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 la. And the sheep who were his would recognize their shepherd's voice. And the sheep, and they would run to him. They would run to him. And the sheep that didn't belong to that shepherd wouldn't run to him, they would run away. They would all run to the far back of the pen. There's somebody that I don't recognize who's calling. I don't know him. I'm afraid. And they would run and they would all scamper to the back. And the sheep that recognized the shepherd would come running to him and come through the gate and go out into pasture with him. And he would lead them, usually singing as he led them, singing a song. Okay? I have it on the best of authority that he would sing, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." Now, that's pretty smart, isn't it? It's smart on two accounts. It's smart because, first of all, they can recognize their shepherd's voice. But it's also smart because they could recognize someone who wasn't their shepherd and know to run away from him, because he might be coming to steal them or to harm them. So they knew how to run away from false shepherds and how to run to the true shepherd. Now, would you say that's pretty smart? Well, you know where I'm going with this, church. Are we that smart? A lot of us say, "The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want." And a lot of us think that psalm is just a psalm of consolation. God's my shepherd, everything will be okay. But it's also, I said it's also a psalm of confession. We are declaring, "The Lord is my shepherd." That means I recognize his voice and follow him. Hello? I said, I recognize his voice and I follow him. And when false shepherds come around, I run from them. Now, that's smart, isn't it? Are we that smart? Are we as smart as the sheep? You know what happens to a lot of us? First of all, we're not too smart in recognizing the shepherd's voice. Some of us don't read scripture as much as we should. Some of us don't pray and study as much as we should. Now again, I've already given you some answers, but how can you learn to recognize the Lord is my shepherd, right? Are you praying with me? How do we begin to learn how to recognize his voice? What are some ways? Okay, we pray and we learn to listen for his voice. How about some other ways? What's that? Confession. Okay, we learn how to confess our sins.
Go to church every Sunday.
All right, there's a good one. Go to church every Sunday. She didn't just say go to church occasionally. She said go to church every Sunday. Because the shepherd does what? He teaches us. Amen? And what do we do in church every Sunday that helps us to learn about God's ways? We pray. Okay, and you're listening to what the priest is telling you. And what is the priest preaching out of? The Bible, right? Somebody said, the Bible. You see, we come and we listen to God's Word, don't we? And after a while, we begin to recognize the shepherd's voice and how the shepherd leads us. And the shepherd teaches us a lot of things. He teaches us that we should be more forgiving. He teaches that we should be kind. He teaches that we should love the truth. He teaches that we should learn to be generous and not so greedy. He teaches us that we should learn to be self-controlled and control our anger and our other passions. He teaches that we should be chaste and pure. He teaches us that we should not take retaliation. He teaches us lots of things, doesn't he? And after a while, we begin to learn to recognize. Now, so the first thing is that we learn to recognize our shepherd's voice. But let me ask you again. Are there other voices out there? And what do we do when we hear those voices? All right. One of the older ones here said we gravitate toward them. Instead of running from them, I'm being told something that the shepherd didn't tell me. Come on, young people. Instead of doing that, instead of running, we say, tell me more. Tickle my ears. That's not very smart, is it? Sheep are smarter, aren't they? But we human beings, now listen, there's a lot of voices out there, young people, and they're telling you a lot of things that are not of God. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
They are telling you many things that are not of God. They're telling you to vent your anger. They're telling you not to respect the adults in your lives. They're telling you to talk back and to not pay attention to your teachers. They're telling you that you can do whatever you want with your body. They're telling you that you can drop out of school, that you can smoke dope. They're telling you lots of bad stinking thinking. Can you say that with me? Stinking thinking. A lot of the TV shows that you look at, hopefully you don't look at, but you, unfortunately I'm afraid we do, show that parents are dopes and stupid and they don't know nothing and the kids are kind of running the show. And listen, that's not good. If you look at too much of that, I'm telling you, it's going to influence the way you think of adults. Now, you know, when I was a child, this is going to sound funny to y'all, but my father would not allow us, when I was a child, to watch the Flintstones. Now you say, that's mild stuff, right? You know, I don't know why he wouldn't let us watch the Flintstones. Because he said, it makes adults look stupid. And I don't want my children to be watching a steady diet of adults looking stupid. Because it will not help them to respect the elders in their life. And what happens to us after a steady diet of looking at bad stuff, violent stuff, some of that music and some of the hip-hop and the rap stuff is disrespectful of women, it's disrespectful of authority, and it's stuff that we have no business listening to, and on it goes, and instead of running from it, whoa, that doesn't sound like the shepherd, we go, tell me more. And we start to memorize the verses. And after a while, some of the young men start to diss women. And start to think of women this way. And people start to hate authority. And on it goes. Now, I'm not going to say it's all bad. I'm just going to say we got to be careful. Amen? There's stuff going on out there that is not the shepherd's voice. And we need to learn to be as smart as sheep. So that when we hear the shepherd's voice, we run to him. And when we hear some other shepherd who is not our shepherd, we learn to run away from him. Now, do you know what a lot of people do? They get it all backwards. Let me grab my Bible. We are supposed to understand the world and judge the world by this. What am I holding up? We're supposed to judge the world. Is the world correct or incorrect about something? Well, we need to judge that based on God's teaching. Amen? But guess what? You know what a lot of people do? They judge the Bible by the world. You open up the Bible and it says to forgive your enemy. That doesn't make any sense to me. I think we should take retaliation. I think we should kill our enemy. After all, that's what the video games say. That's what the movies say. that doesn't make any sense. That's what we end up thinking. We get it backwards, don't we? We should say, the world doesn't make any sense because God's Word says something different. But what we do is we say, the Bible doesn't make any sense, so I won't accept it. Because we're judging the Bible by the world standards instead of judging the world standards by the Bible. You open up the Bible and it says here that you should stay chaste until you're married. No sexual relations until you're married. And a lot of people say, that doesn't make any sense. That's too restrictive. I should be able to have fun, blah, blah, blah. And what are we doing? We're putting God's Word on trial and judging it by the world standards. Are you praying with me? So instead of being smart like sheep and saying, wait a minute, my shepherd is this shepherd and no other shepherd, only my shepherd's voice will I heed, and I'll run from every other voice, what we do is we say, who's my shepherd? I'll just do what I please. Now I open up my Bible here to 2 Timothy in chapter 4. And it says here, Timothy, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage, and through all patience and teaching. For the time will come when many people will no longer tolerate sound doctrine, but will surround themselves with teachers who will tickle their ears. Say that with me. Tickle their ears. So what happens is we put God's Word on trial. We put our hands on our hip. We put our finger in the air and we say, that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to judge this Word by what the world tells me. Instead of judge the world by what this Word tells me. Amen? So brothers and sisters, we got to be smart like sheep. So let me ask you the question I started with. Are you smart like sheep?
No.
Are you smarter than sheep?
Yes.
No.
There's a mixed report up here. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, we answer questions the way we think we're supposed to answer them, then instead of the way we really ought to answer them, truthfully. I'll ask the rest of us, are we smarter than sheep? Shh, don't answer that. The message is a clear message today. Who really is your shepherd? Are you as smart as a sheep or smarter? Can you really listen to God's Word? And let it be the standard by which you judge everything else? Do you know enough to recognize the shepherd's voice? And once you learn to recognize it, do you discern every other voice based on it? And flee from false advice? Or are we too willing to just tune in and tell me more? And tickle my ears? Because brothers and sisters, we have all of us in us something called the flesh. And when Paul uses the word the flesh, he doesn't just mean my physical body. The flesh for Paul is that part of us that is rebellious, stubborn, doesn't want to be told what to do, and doesn't want to have a thing to do with God. If you don't think you have the flesh in you, and you don't think the flesh is strong, just try to pray for 10 minutes. And watch how quickly your mind wants to think about anything else. Anything else than God. Are you praying with me? It's too easy for us to run after other shepherds who tickle our ears. Who tell us what we want to hear. What our flesh wants to hear. But somewhere we also have in us something called the Spirit. That yearns for God. And brothers and sisters, the Spirit in us wants to know the truth. And the truth will set us free. Amen?
Amen?
So today, the Lord is our shepherd. Now remember, when you pray that psalm, be careful. Because you're not just saying the Lord is someone who takes care of me. You're saying the Lord is someone whose voice I listen to. And the way sometimes we pray, we have to be careful because it can be pretty embarrassing. We say, the Lord is my shepherd. And the Lord must just get a big kick out of it. I wish I were your shepherd. Did you ever sing the song, I Surrender All, and have to cross your fingers? I surrender half. I surrender one third. But do we really surrender all? Sometimes, again, we need to start to really listen to the words we're saying and say, is it really true what I'm saying? We so quickly run and say, the Lord is my shepherd. But I wonder if he really is. Because the Lord gave the criteria today, didn't he? My shepherd recognized my voice, first criteria. And the second criteria, they flee. They will not follow any other shepherd. They flee from him. They run from him because he's not their shepherd. So, two questions to end with. We've already had them both. Are you smarter than sheep? And is the Lord really your shepherd? Don't answer too quickly. I know how we should answer the question. I'm asking you how we really need to answer that question. And again, we're all growing in it. Amen, church? Amen. I recognize the shepherd's voice much better now than I used to. Amen? And I've learned to flee from other shepherds, and I'm more and more, I really am judging the world based on God's word instead of judging God's word based on the world. More and more. I'm not saying I got it all perfectly down, because my mind is very crafty. But again, brothers and sisters, I'm not what I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Young people, can you say that with me? I'm not what I want to be. Well, let's try one more time. I'm not what I want to be. But I'm not what I used to be. A change has come over me. So, brothers and sisters, more and more, I hope we can say, the Lord is my shepherd. He really is my shepherd. I'm not just saying it because you're supposed to say it. I'm saying it because it's really true. The Lord really is my shepherd. And I am smarter than sheep, because I know how to run away from false shepherds, and I know how to recognize my shepherd. Someone say amen.
Amen.